and welcome to the Victory Devotional Podcast. We invite you to take the next few minutes to connect with God, hear His voice, and respond in worship and prayer. Here's today's message.
As we start this morning, I'd like us to look at the way we respond to crisis. A lot of us have gone through a major crisis the last 3 years. And so therefore, I'm sure some of you can relate, but there are times when a leader would encounter some challenges in life. And a lot of us, we respond differently. They made a study among leaders across the board where they discovered three predictive reactions from people when from leaders every time they face crisis in life. And the first one is their frozen leader. I mean, they get frozen out of fear. They're incapacitated. They get paralyzed and they're not able to move as a leader anymore. They get frozen. The second one are leaders, when they face challenges in life, they hesitate. They become hesitant as a leader. And the last one, which is what we're really up to, every time we face problems and issues in life as leaders, we have to be agile. Agile leaders. Now, we've seen a lot of transitions and changes in life. We've seen a lot of transition and changes even in the Bible. And I'd like to highlight today an example of a leadership transition between one of the most highlighted and celebrated leaders in the Bible. His name is Moses. And when he was able to bring the people of God at some point, but he wasn't able to be permitted to go all the way to the promised land because of a mistake. He disobeyed the Lord. The Lord says, speak to the rock, but he struck the rock with his staff. And so because of that, he was not asked to continue on in bringing God's people to the promised land. So there was a man who had been his assistant by the name of Joshua. Let's look at Joshua chapter 1 and let's read it and go jump right in for the sake of our time. Joshua chapter 1, verse 1, it says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan and as all these people into the land that I'm giving to them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, just as I promised Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, to the great toward the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you in the days of your father. Just as I was with Moses, so I'll be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause these people to inherit the land and I swore to your fathers to give them. Only be strong and be very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the left, to the right hand, to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. I discovered some aspects here on leadership when change and transition would come and face and be on our way, be facing us on our way to the purpose God has called us to do. Sometimes, as I've said, sometimes we're not ready. We hesitate, or if not frozen. But I believe there's another way, which is to be adaptable, be an adaptive leader. A lot of people, they don't like change because change means loss. Loss means pain. And people don't want to go through pain. And so they shy away from any change in life. They want something that is regular rather than all these challenges that they have to face. But hey, but that's part of leadership. We get to face challenges in life. But Joshua, from these verses that we have read, we have seen here some, there are five C's that I'd like to go through it quickly. Number one is the start with, every time you face a challenge in life, you start with a conviction. You start with a conviction. What did the Lord do? He basically showed Joshua the blueprint of the land, showed him from this river to that river. Wherever you find a place to tread, that will be yours. I give this to you. And the Lord has to give him a blueprint, a vision. You know, every time we're faced with problems, especially if you know there are 31 kingdoms willing to annihilate you. Yes, there are 31 kingdoms in the promised land who are against Israel. You would really be terrified. But the Lord, in order to overcome these hurdles, had given him vision. So start with a conviction. Who called you anyway at this time, at this season in your life? God himself. I pray that that would be enough to cause you to face the challenges ahead of you. The second one, besides starting with the conviction, is seek for connection. Seek for connection. We see here in the next verse that you shall cause these people, the Lord says, that you will bring them to the promised land. You will cause them to cross and be able to fulfill the promise God has for them. And even Moses had that conversation with the Lord, and the Lord had encouraged him in the last chapter of Deuteronomy before entering Joshua. We see there that the Lord has spoken to him to continue on with his faith and not give up. And so your connection is important. Your relationships are important to your wife, to your children, to your friends. When I went through a bit of a challenge during the pandemic, I had a couple of friends, Judy and I, communicated with them. In the middle of the pandemic, we had Zoom meeting. We went through that conversation via Zoom just to talk, not really finding answers, just to converse. Because through this relationship, you realize that you are not alone in this world. And there are people who are cheering and standing and praying with you. So it is important to seek connection. The third one is the importance of showing concentration. To show concentration. What I meant is, in verse 7, be strong and be very courageous, being careful to do according to the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from turn from it to the right hand, to the left, but that you may be that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law, this word, the book of the law, shall not depart from your mouth. You meditate on it day and night. The Word of God. Show you concentration. When you're faced with surmountable opposition before you, instead of you getting overwhelmed with a mountain ahead of you, let's go back to the promises of God. Let's go back to Scripture. Let's go back to the basics. Let's go back to our meditation, to our devotions. Let's go back to, before we can change the world, we have a saying in our campus ministry, change the campus, change the world. What about this for a change? Fix your room and change the world. Go back to the basics. Go back to your room. Get down on your knees. Cry out to God. Read your Bible. And when we go back to the basics, it prepares us more for the challenges that is ahead of us. That has been the conversation. A man who's a modern-day philosopher today by the name of Jordan Peterson had a book I read during the pandemic called 12 Rules for Life. And one of the rules there is talking about is fix your room to change the world. And he also would debate with people, and they would talk to them. And some of them would be so glamorous about this grand project of save the climate, you know, the environment. And yet he would challenge them, why don't you go back and change and fix your room? Because before you can even join up in all these Greenpeace organizations all over the world to change the climate, Why don't you give due respect to your parents when you go home? Why don't you fix your room? Why don't we go back to the basics? Show your concentration. Go back to the Word. And the fourth one, as we move on here, challenges and situations in life, besides starting with a conviction, besides looking at your connection, besides showing your concentration on the Scriptures and being aware of the things that you have, going back to the basics, is that you stand with calmness to keep your cool. Sometimes by even pretending to be cool will help you to be calm. Especially, no matter, nobody would, if you're watching a movie and there's a fire and somebody says, do not panic. I mean, you don't necessarily obey that. You panic anyway. When someone says, do not panic, it's a sign you go panicking already. But you know what? It takes a leader to take his cool and stand with calmness. And we see in this passage of Scripture where do not be frightened, verse 9. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. When you know that God has called you in this life to lead and be where you are today, no amount of challenges can stop you in moving forward because the Lord will be with you. Once again, as a leader, stand with calmness. And the last one, as we end today, is stay the course. Stay the course. You may want to cry. You may want to pause. You may want to take a vacation. But one thing is for sure, you are not diverting your course and you are not quitting. Stay the course. We see here God to Joshua in verse 7. Be strong and be very courageous. Have I not commanded you, be strong and be very courageous? Moses to Joshua in Deuteronomy. Be strong and courageous, Moses says to Joshua in Deuteronomy. He repeated it again. Be strong and be very courageous in verse 7. And this is very important in order for us to be able to make it. You may go through all the mistakes and trials in this life. Nothing can deter you to fulfill what God has called you to do. I like this quote from Michael Jordan. This is what he says. I have missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I have lost almost 300 games. 26 times I have been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. 36 times he missed. I have failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed. Michael Jordan. Here's an old, the ancient Michael Jordan by the name of Augustine of Hippo. This is what he said. When God is your strength, it is strength indeed. When our strength is our own, it is only weakness. Augustine. So today, as we leave this place and get inspired to continue on in the leadership that God has put us in, I'd like to say this last words of encouragement to us. The knowledge that God has a sovereign plan and purpose can inspire us to stand strong, since this entire enterprise is in the Lord's hands anyway. So let's keep going. Let the purpose of God prevail in our lives. Let us worship the Lord again this morning.
Your light shines right through the night. Now we can see you. We will follow you where you lead us. We run, run, run to your side. Our hearts are eager. We will follow you. Your light shines right through the night. Now we can see you. We will follow you where you lead us. We run, run, run to your side. Our hearts are eager. We will follow you. You go before me when I cannot see. You lead me onward. You lead me onward. Let your love light up in the darkest deep. You lead me onward.
As we end this morning, and the very lives that we have today is a picture of change and transition. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. We have transitioned from darkness to life. Our lives, we are exhibit A of transition and changes in life. But the Lord has seen us through. I want us to pray right now. Father God, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you, Lord, for calling every believer watching this right now, any person in a position of leadership watching this. May you continue to surround us with your favor and your grace to lead your people to the next level of where the Lord or where you want them to be. Use each and every one of us for the advancement of your kingdom, that no amount of storms and challenges in life can stop the purpose of God. We just count it a privilege to be there, helping your people to be the kind of people that you want them to be. Thank you, Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope this helps you build a habit of hearing from God daily. For more messages like these, follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to watch these messages live every morning, visit us on facebook.com/victoryph.